Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So are people going to start tipping 17% for compensate for that 3% that they're getting? Because they're going to walk out the door with, I'm walking out with 20. I'm leaving here with 20% for whoever wants to pay.
Split it amongst yourselves.
Y'all figure it out. Whatever I buy, I'm gonna give you 20. But whatever you guys, however you guys want to divvy that up, you know. Yes. I wish you well.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, we're talking blurred lines. Yes. We all have been to restaurants where their business practices are blurring the lines of what is acceptable. They have charges, surcharges, less service. Here to help us discuss is Omari Rasso, but first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't,
as usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny Davila.
What's up, people?
How you doing, Omar?
Hey, now.
Welcome back, brother.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
It's always a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
As you can tell, those of you out there know we have we dig Omar the most.
Yeah. I couldn't see why, but I'm happy to be here.
As usual, we talk about the genesis of the show, yes. Usually. And I was talking to Omar about a week and a half ago. And I was talking about my trip to Chicago. And I did I don't know if it was a full-blown post, but I did a story on it. Mm-hmm. My first day, go to a restaurant. And first of all, to make the reservation, I had to put my credit card in. This reservation required a credit card. And I was fine with it. A big annoyance, is particularly where we work, is the attrition that happens in the reservations. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it showed a level of commitment to put my credit
committed.
Card
exactly.
in. Yeah,
absolutely.
So I didn't mind that at all. I go to the restaurant, I get I look at before I even got the check, I looked at the menu. Mm-hmm. And on there, it said a 3% surcharge will be added to each check to ensure health benefits for our full-time team.
Okay.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
That's ridiculous. I mean, because you're throwing a service charge into something that we don't really get to see. You're basically giving us something that charging us for something where we have no idea.
What do they mean by health benefits? Are we talking like COVID prevention, or are we just paying for somebody's health care?
not well explained, first of all. And I remember when COVID was right in, the restaurants were reopening. Restaurants incurred high price costs, mm-hmm. for high demand items like gloves, mm-hmm. masks, and things like that.
And those were very noticeable things all the time.
Those were very noticeable things. Guess what I did not notice?
And they had none of those things, did they?
Exactly. Zero. I didn't see NAN mask, no gloves, anything. So what is it that I'm paying for? Yeah. Is this just a legacy,
did you just leave that there and not and just see if anybody noticed it kind of thing?
You ever know, when they raise prices, they never lower them again.
No. Once it hits that point, that's it. It's never going back. No.
It's never going back. Like, we dropped our price. It doesn't happen.
No, prices don't drop.
Prices don't drop. Not typically. I mean, if any of you out there notice any price drops, please let me know where to go, what's going on. And
unless we're talking about gas, because they needed to drop so we don't murder everybody. But, besides
that. So there's a difference. Those prices fluctuate.
Yes, exactly.
But when we're talking about price drops, it's just that analogy with the frog in the boiling water. Mm-hmm. And you turn the water up very so slightly, mm-hmm. and it never notices that it eventually comes to a boil. And that's how I feel about prices sometimes.
Yeah, They get you slowly.
Yes.
It's the slow get again.
Yes, they get
for
you.
For sure.
We're at the boiling point right
now. Oh, yeah.
Everything is just really, you wake up one day and you go, wait, I'm cooking.
It's too late. It's already too late. It's too late. They got me.
They got me.
Yes.
And particularly where I really feel it the most is when I do delivery service, food service, mm-hmm. and I don't anymore. Because
those charges are crazy, yo.
For two people, it's looking like $50.
Yo, it's, yeah. It's,
and for like fast food.
And for fast, I could.
Or fast casual, you know.
Either or. Yeah,
like, you're not in the restaurant sitting down getting the full service. So what am I paying for?
You're paying for not leaving the house, which we were told to, you know this, we are having this conversation where they're constantly needing us, guys, we want you to stay home. We'll send everything to you. But we also want you to come out and spend your money over here on the weekends or this over there. They're constant. They want our money from every single angle imaginable. And us not getting off our asses apparently is something that, they're trying to gearing us to do to some extent.
Big time.
Yeah.
My mom cannot deal with self-checkout. She refuses.
Really?
She's like, what am I paying for? And in a lot of ways, she's right. You're not charging us less at the store. And then we have to do the work of your clerks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good for them.
Yeah.
You know, it increases the bottom line. But as far as service is concerned, you go to your grocery store and then you got to check your own items out. Yeah. She's like, no.
Well, Publix used to be that last, place that would not do the self-checkout. And now they
And most of them still are. Some of the newer ones do.
Yeah, but they're testing the water.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The one by my house has two. It has like six registers on each side. Then there's one person manning them. Mm-hmm. So you got one person manning us. So basically,
your supervisor.
And then I got to get a bottle of alcohol. And then I feel like a kid because I got to go, Mrs. Johnson, can you please get me my, I need you to scan your thing so that I can walk out the door with my bottle of alcohol. Yeah. But Publix also has the aisles themselves.
Yeah, they only created two of them.
I don't think they can.
I don't think they're rid of it completely.
No.
Well, they're edging to a premium supermarket.
It is. And it's up there with, I would say it's almost up there with Whole Foods.
I would think so, too. It's getting there. Because you go out there.
Oh, everything's expensive.
I shop there a lot less now than I used to before. Same. It was really nilly. Now it's, what's the price of these potatoes? Like, I'm a fucking potato. All of a sudden, I'm like looking at the prices.
Exactly. And I think it's to their benefit because they're more of a full service. Not restaurant, but grocery
establishment.
Store. Yes. For instance, you go to Aldi, you can only get certain things at Aldi or Trader Joe's.
Absolutely.
You know what you're going there for.
And their efficiency is a part of their program. But even at Aldi's, there's always a registered person.
But there's also a line of 50 people at each one.
We get that. Okay. They're efficient and they move fast. Listen, I do notice that. They move fast over there.
I don't know about that. Every time, They grab your shit and just throw it. They have no bags for you if you don't bring your, which again, I honestly like. I feel like we should be bringing our own stuff or whatever. But it's very kind of like, I always forget to bring the card. And so I'm carrying like six items on there. And meanwhile, sometimes it takes so long.
Do you forget to bring the quarter or the card?
I think it's a quarter.
Who's got a quarter?
Every
single time I see everybody struggling outside, like in their car, digging around, what are they doing? They're fucking breaking into cars out here? No, they're looking for quarters. They're looking for a fucking card. So meanwhile, I've had situations with the bidet. Aldi has they show you their stuff is a little cheaper, so the produce is a little closer being ripe, So meanwhile, I bought some bananas one day, and they were a little bit brown, but by the time I got on the register, they were already ready to go. Oh my God, brutal.
See, Aldi's is so cheap, I don't mind if something goes
bad.
No, because I didn't pay that much for it.
If three of those bananas work out of the six, problem solved.
I think about it all the time. It's like, I've gotten some bad ones. I was like, am I really going to go back to the store?
No, I'm not going back for a bad 89
cents? No.
Less than that at Aldi's.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Someone did make a comment in line. They said, I used to deal with these lines because of the prices, but now the prices are creeping up. I might as well go to Publix.
Publix is still nowhere near.
Wait till they get slapped in the face when they go over there. They go run right back to Aldi. Like I did.
Those of you, if you don't have an Aldi near you, you need a quarter to get the unchain the carts, and then it's a deposit system.
It's a deposit, you they give you your quarter back, but
yeah, once you click the cart back,
I don't
in.
Even give it back. Well, I always just hand it to some.
You give the cart. You
I just give it to somebody else.
You make somebody's life a lot easier.
I've had to search my car for 20 minutes for a quarter.
I'm not gonna lie. Most of the time, I've been very fortunate. When I usually go, somebody gifts me a cart, and I usually gift it back to them.
Yeah.
When I go back out, so it usually works out well.
I do one of two things. I'll grab two quarters and I'll put one on the ledge right by where the carts are. So in case somebody they can get a cart. Or sometimes I know it defeats the purpose because they want you to return the cart. I leave that shit right there.
Oh, me too.
But in my mind, because I'll take them back at like Costco, I take them back at Publix. It's for somebody else who's gonna dig through and they go, crap, I don't have a quarter.
And they see the cart.
Yeah.
I was in Virginia and there was an Aldi's and this lady was getting out of the car and I go, and I had just came out and I had got lucky, somebody gave me their cart and I go, reddish as I'm walking to the car, I go, I'm leaving the cart here for you. You know, it's, you don't have to grab, you don't have to do the thing. Mm-hmm. She goes, oh, thank you so much. And then, so I see, I'm getting my car on the driveway. She's like looking for the car. I was like, it's right there. Like, but you end up getting, so I re-gifted.
There you go.
Well, that's another surcharge now. Like, so for our entire lives, we've been given plastic or paper bags to carry our groceries. And now they're telling us, no, you need to pay for those if you're going to bring them. And then
An Aldi's thing, though.
You're going to see it everywhere. You're going to see that everywhere eventually. Well, first of all, one, because, you know, in theory, it's the same thing as the Apple cables and the Apple power bricks, right? You know, at some point, how many HDMI cables that I've bought? Like, I bought a TV, it comes with an HDMI cable. By a Nintendo, it comes with an HDMI.
But back in the day, it didn't, though.
No. I have so many HDMI cables. Like, whenever I sell anything, I'll offer it up. I'll throw in three cables of HDMI cable. Would you like some USB-C cable? Just like, because it's so insane. Because I go, I don't know what to do with this. And then when the day you need that cable, it's not going to be
there. You can't find it.
No, of course not.
Need a cable.
I have been so mad at myself because I've been flush with cables before. I've even thrown out cables. I can't deal with all this junk. And I was like,
and the second you do, you can't find it.
Trying to connect something. Bitch.
Now I have to go somewhere.
Can't come quick. And I'm paying the premium because I want it now.
Yes.
So I don't want to wait for Amazon. And I'm my tail tucked between my legs.
Yeah.
I'm walking into Best Buy going like, am
$15.
I gonna, yeah, I'm going to pay
$15.99 way overpriced.
Oh, big time. And they get me.
They got me.
Yo, they walk no get, in.
They
at,
got.
Yo.
The second you walked in that door, they got you. It was over.
So, what are you here for? A USB-C cable. He starts laughing at you like some kind of evil villain.
Because they paid 12 cents for that cable and they got you for $24.99.
Oh, gotcha.
Now, let's be clear, right? Nothing is for free. No. So when we're talking about bringing it back to that surcharge, you're folding all your other charges into your menu cost.
Yeah, the cost of your,
So the thing is, how do your customers feel? It doesn't make me feel good. And 3%. I had people when I posted that were messaging me, at my place it's 5%.
Oh my goodness. That's a ridiculous amount of money.
It's a ridiculous, 5%. You're quarter of the way to your tip.
And the thing is, as a consumer, something's got to give in a certain area. So, like, are people going to be tipping less because is that 5% or 3% going to be? So let's say 20% is the benchmark, right?
Yeah.
So are people going to start tipping 17% to compensate for that 3% that they're getting? Because they're going to walk out the door with, I'm walking out with 20. I'm leaving here with 20% for whoever wants to pay.
Split it. Y'all
will figure it out. Whatever I buy, I'm gonna give you 20. But whatever you guys, however you guys want to divvy that up, I wish you well.
Yeah.
Here's the invisible demon. I feel that sometimes they think, we didn't get any complaints about it, so we'll leave it on there and things like that. But watch out for that demon because it's a silent thing.
Yeah.
when me and certain people in particular, when we're not happy about something, you'll never hear about it. Never, but you'll never
come
see
back.
Me again.
Never come back.
And then you're sitting there and you go, oh, our numbers have dipped because you were greedy the whole time. And listen, I get it. You want to protect your bottom line. But how people feel, the optics matter.
Yeah.
And the optics of that is...
The same thing with like the planes.
Talk to me.
Yo, it is out of control, okay? Everything. Even remember back in the day, JetBlue did.
Oh yeah.
Now everybody, you got to pay for a bag. You got to pay for this. It is the nitpick monster, okay?
Yes.
I'd rather just you not tell me.
No, tell me.
I'd rather get on the flight, have my overhead bag. You know, I understand the whole, you know, after the carry-on in the personal, you should maybe pay for a bag. I'm okay with that,
yes.
Okay? But... Don't
roll it into the price.
Yeah,
please.
Roll that into the price, and then you can leave that other before it. Now, just you can't get on a plane with anything. You got to be naked almost.
it's so bad. You. I have a
and then they go, oh, now you got to wait till the end. You got to wait for this. Yo, just make it all one
and less service.
Yeah, and you're getting less service.
You're getting less service.
Less service. There's less people at the airport. All the above.
All across the
board.
It is outrageous. Now to the point where I have a flowchart when I'm making my flights. I will fly this first.
Then
that, because I know you're going to nickel and dime me, Spirit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And so now I get it. Spirit makes a lot of money that way. But I don't like that add-on culture.
No.
It is awful to me.
Love Southwest. We're going to give a big shout out to Southwest.
For
keeping it classy.
Yeah, just keep it classy.
I haven't been to Southwest in a minute.
Where are you going? That's
no, I don't know. I usually, well, listen, I go direct flights is what I mainly do. So
bro,
like, I mean, the last couple of places I went to was Colombia a couple of times. So the direct flight was Spirit.
Oh yeah. Did you?
Because I'm not going to do layovers. I refuse. I don't care how bad it is. Like, because the layover is the worst in my
estimation. Especially when you're going international, it's so much. Things can just change your whole entire trip and add almost a day to a trip doing international.
Yeah. Any one thing.
Yeah, so you gotta, it's better to have the direct flight.
Catch you messing with one plane, never mind two.
Yeah.
Yo, that's really throwing the dice around.
What about the different, like, the age groups and the demographics as to far as, like, we were accustomed to the peanuts and the bringing. I remember when I first came to this country, I was five. I remember, like, I told my dad, oh my God, this is, I told him in Spanish, I go, oh my God, this is a banquet. Meanwhile, my dad's like shocked that I wouldn't even know the word banquet. And they were serving us caviar. They were serving us caviar on a plate. That was the last time I saw caviar. that was it.
First class?
I don't think so. I don't think, it just was like, that was the service that you got. Like, at that particular, again, it might have been slightly better than,
You were international though, right?
Yeah, but. It was international. Course, it was the first time I came to this country. We moved here. And I was just shocked by the thing. And now it's completely changed. But what I'm saying is the younger people that are growing into the Greyhound mentality of what the airline system is. And again, there is there's an upper echelon.
Mentality. You're right, though.
You're so
Bring
right.
it with you or buy it in the airport.
Listen, and it's changed a great deal. And then the people before us also, please, they're smoking and fucking stewardesses on the fucking airplane. Now that's complete. Oh, I'm sorry. I completely changed that dynamic now to just being like going to a bus. It's just like going on a bus.
They're just herding cattle.
With insufferable security for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we've been stuck with that fucking system that for the rest of our existence looked like. Nothing has gotten a little easier. I know you've told me that you have
the global
if you don't have that and you travel more than once a year, go buy it.
I was just telling him about it because he was talking about it. I go, what lines are you speaking
of? Yeah,
I don't know. Oh, it's brutal.
Oh, but I remember because I just got it this year. So, man.
Well worth it.
Yeah, and
for you, I know how you like the things.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
No, it's great because I used to have
natural.
One time I traveled somewhere with some friends and they were
like,
you
have no excuse. If you have an Amex, then you have no excuse
to
not have. It's free.
Well, at the time, I didn't have it.
It's not free. It's rolled in.
It's rolled in.
It's rolled in.
You're paying for it.
That's a hefty annual salary. Not salary, but annual fee. But it's rolled in.
I remember being like stuck.
Get the perks.
We were like, we'd had a, it was three of us, and
we were all friends, all platonic. And then, so my buddies, my two, again, I was friends with one of the girl, and then the other one was their friend. So we were kind of, whatever. We had a fucking terrible trip. It was just absolutely brutal. We were just kind of not fighting, but just, we didn't want to look at each other. You know, it was like, it was just like an exhausting.
You sure it was platonic?
Well, no, because I ended up fucking her later. But the moral of the story was that that we get to the airplane, to the thing, and they're like, "Oh shit, we're gonna go to the lounge." He goes, "You don't have the, you know, I didn't have an American Express at that point or whatever."
Yeah,
and I didn't have the lounge access. And then he goes, "I go." Just go. Meanwhile, I did the good thing where like I'm like, go ahead, don't worry. You know, that's what I would expect from fuck you fuckers if you didn't have it. But it, so sure, I'm like, ah, don't worry. So they end up going, and I'm like in this fucking place by myself, staring at the ceiling, like 2 hours early. For some reason, we had to get there early because the traffic and wherever it was, I think it was Paris. It would just take forever sometimes. So sure enough, we
it's better to be there than not be there. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sitting there staring at the wall where they're fucking having drinks, and she's bringing. Be like cold cut sandwiches on the way back. Like I'm the homeless guy. We're like, are you hungry, sir? And you go, where's your little cup so I can put some change in it? But no, yeah, there's I think that there are different tiers to certain stuff, and I think we see it in restaurants more and more often, whereas you do have the access to, like, we've had the discussion about Chili's and these computers and how, you know, why am I tipping the server if
you got to check yourself out?
Yeah,
you got to check yourself in.
Check in, check yourself out. You know,
that's a bane for me. I may have described this before. We went to watch a game at one of these sports bars.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the end, we wanted our check, and somebody was paying in cash and this and that. So they wanted to split the check up. She comes over and hands us apparently this POS and puts it on the table and walks away. Doesn't explain it. We have no training in it.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Where's my service?
Yeah.
Where's my service? At least if you're going to need have that, at least take our cards and put them in and things like that. So you're getting less and less service, and you're paying the same amount, if not more. And that pisses me off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And guess what? I haven't been back.
No.
Exactly. I don't want to check myself out. I work. I do this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So somebody else can wait
on
me.
You're the best waiter there. Five
stars. No, you're 100% correct.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I don't want to do this.
No, that's what I came out for.
Yes.
To feel like a guest.
Why am I going to order on this thing?
Yeah. And then you want a tip.
And then you want a tip. Get out of here.
I mean, they've trained us to do it through the delivery. Why not train us to do it? Like, it's the same thing. Like, so if you're ordering from Uber, that's what you're doing at Chili's, but from the table. So instead of somebody bringing it to your house, they're bringing it to you from whatever that horrible kitchen is to that table.
That's blurring the lines of what I want out of a restaurant.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I came to sit down, dine. You don't need to make me laugh anymore. You need to be present.
Just give me my stuff. Just make me a bicycle clown.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I need.
Give me what I want when I need it.
And I'll be back.
Yeah. No problem.
I'll be back, no problem. Because this is what I came for. I didn't come for me working. That's not a part of the what I'm shelling out money for. I could stay home and work.
Mm-hmm.
I could go somewhere else and not work. And these are the choices, because restaurants, they are sold a bill of goods when it comes to relationships. Yes, there's a bottom line that you have to meet, but guess what? The bottom line is not getting met if you don't get me back.
Yeah, don't come back.
If you don't get me back, so is this going
to... The key to business is return business.
Yes, otherwise you have to find two more me.
Exactly.
For everyone that you lost, because you want to grow. You don't want to just stay.
Yeah. Exactly.
So those things are blurring the lines for me, man. I'm not digging it.
I'm not either.
You were telling me maybe this is a perfect time to segue into your visit to the taco place.
Yes.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, so Fulton Market or Fulton District or something like that in Chicago. Very nice place, lots of restaurants. And a friend of mine who lives in Chicago, I wanted to take him out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had been there on my first day when I got, charged my 3%.
Yes. Yes.
And so we didn't have reservation. I asked him, I said, I think we should. Oh, well, be fine. We'll be fine. I'm like, I don't, that's not like I'm above waiting, but why wait
if you don't have to?
If you don't have to. Yeah. So we end up going to this taco place.
Okay.
And there wasn't a wait or a line. There were people outside. It's kind of like what you see now post, I imagine most people who live in cities that were shut down. Now the restaurants are taking over the certain streets and things and sidewalks. This one had a lot of closed off areas where pedestrians could walk in the street.
Oh, okay.
And the restaurants have spilled into the sidewalk and things like that. Looked like a pretty cool place to have some artisan tacos. And so we go in. We go in, and the thing is, I really want to be able to see the menu and know what I want to have before I get up. I don't want to waste anybody's time. So that was a little, cumbersome to figure out what I'm going to order. Managed to order. I ordered for it. Well, everybody ordered. I was paying for everybody. And she spins the thing around, and instinctually I hit 20%. Got to do the right thing, right? So then I'm assuming that gets me some kind of service. She hands me the drinks that we order. And then off we go.
Yeah.
We decide to sit upstairs. And I'm sitting there. I'm noticing I didn't get a number or anything. How is she going
to
find me?
So they got to deliver to the table? Yeah, exactly.
She gets on the microphone and calls my name
out.
So I have to go downstairs,
get your
everybody's food, and bring it up.
Yeah, now that's out of control.
What's out of control?
I've seen burger spots. Okay, like little dingy, like.
That brings you to shit.
Like BurgerFi, where they'll bring you to the table.
Yes, bring me my stuff.
Yes, at least do that.
At least do that. So now we eat.
Chick-fil-A does that.
Chick-fil-A is all good except for the food.
I think it plays overrated.
Thank you.
This is way overrated.
Thank you.
Everybody's in love with it. It's standing out like there's a line out the door right now.
I don't get it.
All day.
Oh, into traffic there's
they
lines.
They print money there, yo.
They do. Oh, they do.
They print money.
Everybody's under the hypnosis.
I'll just say they do a better job of like than McDonald's does of efficiency.
It no, they're very, they're efficient. They have good customer service. They are, I will give them all, like you said, Mongo's. Everything but the
they are friendly.
Yeah, super nice. Everybody's got a big smile. And,
yeah, big and smile. They got it all down. They just got to bring up the flavors.
you would have thought, again, how old was the person that took your order at the taco place?
I would say early 20s.
Early 20s? I think that's old enough to make the decision for yourself to go, you know what? I should probably take this upstairs. Because I'm sure that not everybody's dropping
20%. But that's just their system, though.
No, I understand. But what I'm saying is that as an individual in this industry, hopefully she's looking to maybe continue moving forward in this industry, I would say that she needs to like take that gumption and say, hey, you know what? This guy dropped me 20% on this amount of food. Maybe I should go over the PA. By the way, that's the most disgusting part of anything. Well, I don't want to eat anywhere where there's someone screaming out people's name like it's a fucking deli or take a number because it's not a deli counter. It's not you're here.
And them tacos add up.
Yeah.
Here's the kicker. At the end, we have we're finished. There's a sign that says, "You're not at your mother's house. Clean up after yourself." What did I just pay for?
You paid for nothing.
Nothing.
You paid for your food, but the tip was for nothing.
Well, I paid for the food. And the establishment should that's the thing. You're blurring the lines because if it's the 20% and it's a house pool and it's a split, I want the cooks to have, something all that stuff. But the way that you got to give, you got to give some service there. It really is a shame. And then you vilify people that are recognizing what's going on, and then they don't tip. And then that's a cascade effect. You try to cover up certain things, and then you'll end up doing things that would alienate your customers in the first place. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, you think you're just trying to do good business. You want to protect your staff. You want to pay your employees. But surcharges and that BS kind of service is not the way to do it. You gotta see it through.
If you gotta step your game, you gotta step your game up all the way around.
Yes, see it through.
Just step it up all the way around, people.
No, they have to get smart with the way that they incorporate the cost of things within the price of the food items. So, like, you know, certain items are a little higher and some are a little lower, and then you can do a little alcohol here or there. So I'm saying but you showing me after the fact other stuff, like, what else are you going to involve me in? Your easement for your fucking the new annexation. I don't know how much more. Hey, we're gonna add a little, you know,
rent,
we're adding
went a new up, dock. So here's a rent surcharge.
Yeah, we're adding exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine we're putting a new dock. We're putting a new dock. The company's putting up a new dock at a restaurant, right? So it's like, imagine you're like, if you open there for check and it's a dock fee and then they charge you 3% and you're like, why am I building?
Why
is that any different than the sani gel? Why is it any different than the gloves or any other decision you decided to make?
I'm not mad because the initial was it was an expense at the time that wasn't foreseen. Now that you've dealt with it, you know you should do away with it. But in the initial, I get it. If you wanted to reopen and people wanted to start coming out, yes, it was an unforeseen event that we have never seen before, and it was that expense came out of nowhere.
So you're telling me that you printed this on the menu, but you can't reprint a 3% upcharge increase on all your menu items or whatever the case may be?
You can.
Wouldn't that feel better? That's different than what Spirit is doing.
But the same idea, remember, they wanted, and when business first opened, this is only, I'm only defending it from the beginning, okay? When everything first opened, you didn't want to turn away people, so you kind of kept your prices lower.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then that's why the surcharge was okay at the time. Okay,
so six of one and a half dozen of the other. Your prices aren't lower.
No.
If you're putting on a 3% surcharge, mm-hmm. your prices are not lower.
True.
So your chances of pissing people off are what? Because I'm not alone here.
No, you're not. I'm just, but also, like you said, you didn't mind it initially, and then there was nothing to see.
I never said I always minded.
There were two magical weeks, by the way, two magical weeks that after COVID, that we were being treated like heroes. It was like, I swear to God, I felt like, you know, the police officer, first responder, you know, because everybody's caught you like, you bring them their food and go, oh, thanks. Thank you for your service.
Yes.
You know, you guys are amazing. We appreciate you guys being open. That last
throwing money at you.
2 weeks. Yes. For two solid weeks, a year or plus back, that was it. After that, it just went right back to normal, and everybody's expectations were even more so. We're like, we don't care that you don't have access to limes or lemons or liquor or whatever. I don't care. Why don't you have my margarita? Why do you not? That comfort level went super away. But the charges
didn't go away.
The charges haven't. That's
bad.
Yeah, that's honestly, it's mismanagement, because you're making it up to you should figure out how. Listen, if this isn't profitable for you, this business, you shouldn't be running a restaurant. You know, you got to figure out a way where I can come into this place. And again, if you're going to change the dynamics of how restaurants should work, okay, fine. But then be ready for people like yourself, myself, and Danny probably for not to come back. Yes. Or if I were you, let's say you happen to love those tacos, that place, I'm not giving a tip until I fucking walk out the door. You know, so that's
and that's how it should be. You should be able to see.
Yeah, that's the
tip. Tipping is always, we talked about this on another mm-hmm. show. It is always something that it should be after the fact.
Correct.
Okay? After the service is performed. After you get the service, it's service. What was the word we used? I can't remember. But
Between gratuity and and a tip. The tip. Okay, gotcha. I hear what you're saying. At that point,
service based.
I feel very. Conspicuous not tipping.
It's an awkward situation not to do it. Meanwhile, the person's looking at you right in your face.
Yes.
I'll tell you, a friend of ours that we both know is he works at a high-end restaurant in Georgia, and they can bring the check, but they have this thing called the rail system, which is basically like a computer, basically one of those devices that they throw in your face when you bought those tacos, mm-hmm. but they bring it to you right there. So you're like, Danny, would you like to leave? And then it says 20%, 22, 24, yeah. and other, right? Yeah. So it's like you're now, under the gun. You're under the gun to do that kind of, you know, put it right there. So he says he makes significantly more money when he brings that device out.
Oh, that's the guilt device.
Versus you having the sign. And this is my biggest issue when it comes to mm-hmm. service. The people that are receiving the service have no idea what service they should be getting in the first place. Like they don't. So the service you get at a taco place is different than the place you get at a high end steakhouse, mm-hmm. right? Absolutely. So meanwhile, who are you to fucking grade me on anything? That like where did you learn anything about service? Did you notice that the fork was, you know, that the knife was facing, the blades were facing the wrong way? Did you know that was the napkin not placed on your lap? What the fuck do you know about service for me? Like I can't go somewhere else. Like where do these people go to decide to gauge my service?
What and I mean, it's okay it's, now, but the good thing is when they do run into somebody like you, and they see what real service is, that is when they appreciate it.
Maybe I could see that being the case at times. Hopefully. You know, hopefully. Yeah, no, but yeah. maybe people's expectations are different wherever they go. So, like, you know, when you went to that fancy steakhouse, it's different than you go to the BurgerFi or something. You got to, you know, kind of curb your expectations, you know?
I think one thing that you may be conflating is, mm-hmm. yes, certain people who are not used to being at a high-end steakhouse and if they go there, what do they know and things like that, they may not know. But one thing I know is that sometimes people have a cap on mm-hmm. what they're willing to either pay as for the food mm-hmm. or for the service.
Yes.
So it's not necessarily like a cheap thing. They can't break that ceiling where they think, you know, $40 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
So they're like on 400, they're like, you got $40.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, like good for you.
You know,
thing, yeah.
That's a lot of money.
$40.
You know what, how long I have to work for $40? You know, yes. But I think that's, you know, there's a cap sometimes on people. However, I'll speak to your friend in Georgia, yeah. our mutual friend. There is there's a study that's been done many times over, and it's not that, you know, a long time ago, that it's, I forget what it's called, but in psychology, it has to do with proximity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if an authority figure is close to the person, mm-hmm. they're more likely to get the result that mm-hmm. they want.
Yeah.
And they had the experiment went like this, for the most part, if I remember correctly. Through a loudspeaker in another room, they were instructed to, there was an actor on the other side of the wall, to turn up a mild electric shock on a subject. Mm. They thought it was real. The person would kind of mildly groan. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to turn it up to a 2. And I need you to press the button and shock on the person. And then dial it up all the way to 10, which is the threshold. The person's writhing in pain, seemingly, and things like that. And they measured when the person would quit and say, I'm not going to do this.
The bankman.
So when the actor or the experimenter comes into the room and stands right next to the person and asks them to turn, you know, I'm going to turn it up to 2 and then press the button, they went all the way to 10. And they didn't always go all the way to 10 when they weren't in the room. Yeah. So the proximity thing matters. So mm-hmm. when you're giving the person a tip, how bad do you have to be for the person to screw you to your face?
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. So they're going to get 20, 22, 24% was my whole point. Yeah, that's why he's making more money because it's
hard to get screwed to the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
People don't want to look in the eyes when they.
Yeah.
When they stab
can't be
you
that
in the
romantic.
Back.
Not with that kind of love.
Yeah. Also, another friend of mine, I think he actually lives in Georgia as well. He sent me a blog of, because. Funny enough that we're doing this show about things that appears on checks, about things that appear on checks. So it's not always a bad thing that they're blurring the lines about. It could be blurring the lines of insulting or funny. You're aware that when there's tabs, the people, you know, you get the check and then your name might be on it or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And sometimes they slip up and, you know, they go fat girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just so they can recognize who they're dealing with. Blonde chick.
No, yeah, 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 yeah. But it shows up on the check if you don't put it in the right place.
Exactly. Multiple times I dealt with that, but as a manager, that was never fun.
Oh, tell me.
I mean, you know, we had bartenders and the bartenders always had like, you know, a fast tab for everybody. So basically you'd start a tab and, you know, usually you in the restaurant business, you want to use clock times, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 mm-hmm. o'clock, or seat numbers, 1, 2, 3. So meanwhile, the bartenders get a little either, you know, too friendly. And then there was this one guy, you know, they called them, this Asian guy actually comes up to me and says, hey, listen, he's complaining about his check. And I go, okay. So I go up to the guy and the guy shows me the check and it says, Jap. He goes, why are they calling me a Jap? And I said, oh my God. I don't know why that would be. And then I'm sure there's a really good explanation for it. And I usually had a big smile whenever I grabbed the check. And then I look at it and go, listen, I can tell you, you know, this right away that really this was not, has nothing to do with it. It's your kind of love for jalapenos. I mean, the bartenders know you really. You've been here several times. You always ask for a lot of jalapenos. And instead of writing jalapenos all out, they just wrote the short Jap. And unfortunately, obviously, you know, I assure you they're not even old enough to know that. And I'm so sorry you had to go through that. Like, oh, all right.
Oh, man, that was close.
Yes, yeah, no, that could have gone around.
Oh, that could have real quick. And how did he respond?
Oh, he was fine with it. He was fine. It just, again, it's just in the way you kind of deliver stuff. And there are certain situations where you're like, oh, this is going to, I don't know. There was one time where this girl dropped like hot sauce, like a hot lemon chicken, you know, from Flanagan's on a baby.
Oh, and I thought that was that.
Oh my God, that's the craziest story ever. That's a good story. But I, somehow or another, the mob was like, I thought I was going to have to like, you know, do an amazing thing in order to get it off. And she's like, she'll be fine. And I was like, oh shit, good for that. Like, no, because what happened was I showed concern. I went and grabbed
like a meeting.
And I did. I didn't want the baby, but I just like, listen, how hot can it be? You know?
You're the worst. Like,
I go, the baby,
you are the worst.
And the baby survived the baptism. It'll survive.
Oh, no.
Years later,
we're
I used to call it a lemon chicken baptism.
Lemon chicken baptism.
Wow. Oh my, you cut him with that.
No, and then I ran around grabbing like I grabbed towels and everything. I landed everywhere like one of the Avengers, you know, like I grabbed the bucket.
He saved the day.
Yeah,
he had the superhero landing.
He totally did.
And the lady did look, because I was a little, I was like, you know, it's exciting. You don't know what the kids, you know, scalded or something. And the waitress was fucking
flipping. Thank God hot sauce is usually just chemical hot.
Oh, no, it wasn't hot sauce. It was, you know, lemon.
Hot chicken.
Lemon chicken for Flanagan's?
Oh, the whole damn thing. I thought it was just a sauce.
So the way that the lemon chicken presentation is, by the way, at Flanagan's, is so the pastas of the linguinis at the bottom.
Okay.
You have the chicken breast on top.
So and the
then,
breast fell off.
And they have a little bit, they have some sauce poured on top, but then in a 4-ounce souffle cup, the lemon chicken sauce is right there, so you kind of pour it over yourself.
Oh, yeah,
so
what happens? Okay.
So what happened was the waitress was carrying the plate, and then when she was handing it over,
the baby sauce dripped onto.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was hot sauce.
No, not hot sauce. It was the lemon. So it was hot as.
But it was hot like
in temperature, not hot.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's kind of.
And so listen, and so meanwhile, everybody makes fun of me because I'm very
pepper them nicely.
Yeah. Everybody makes fun of me because I hate seeing babies in the alleyways because I've been traumatized since that day. Because if something's going to fall, it's going to fall on that baby's head.
Drop the baby! He's dropped it! I was about to say the same
thing! Why?
So a friend of our, a co-worker of ours was helping a couple in with their baby in the stroller. And the guest didn't, they were going upstairs. And the guest didn't have the baby strapped in. So the baby fell out of the cart.
Yeah, because he was lifting the. From then on, I never touched a baby carriage
never.
My life.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope. Struggle yourself. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's your kid.
That's your kid.
I am not. I have no. Yeah, it has to be. I need to touch things that do not have people in it. Okay.
The more helpful is that no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah,
that is always the case.
I used to do that with the boats. Used to come in, and I'd be like. I try to go. I try to help the guests wherever I can. I want to. They want to go to the restroom. I'll walk into the restroom. You want to smoke? Oh, sure. I'll walk you to the back. Whatever you want to do. So the boats would come in, and I would see them like, and I would see the, you know, you. I try to help them. One time, this thing kind of slams into the freaking thing, and it almost hit me. And I'm like, I'm not messing with this thing no more. Nope. And then I'm like, this guy's gonna get mad at me because for some reason, or I don't want to get involved in anything.
Yeah, you don't want to do it.
As soon as I see him, I go the other way.
Yeah, yeah. You keep it moving.
They try to help me get me. Remember the ramp? We had a wheelchair ramp.
Oh yeah.
That was removable because it's an old retrofit for a building.
The wood
whatever.
One.
Yeah, the wood one. So she's like, don't get the ramp. Just help me pick them up. I said, no.
Pick them
I'm not picking up anybody's wheelchair and then they get pitched out and then you're looking at me. I don't think so.
No.
You can get somebody else or we get the ramp. I'm not pushing them. They're going to have to push them.
I ain't got time for that.
I don't want the liability.
Yeah, you made exactly. You made it all this way here. I mean,
there's
a couple more steps.
Come on now. No. Anyway, getting back to the checks, and we'll leave you on these. Some of the things that my friend sent me, his name's Chris, and in the blog, they had charges on there. Let's take a look. Nice person, minus 6 cents. So they got a discount for being nice.
Oh, okay.
Great smile, minus 11 cents. And well-behaved kids, minus
$4. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, cool. That's a cute way to be like
yeah, it's a
cool. I've never seen it go on the other way down. I've never seen it go down. It's always...
So you get a discount for having a good time.
I've seen like dumb question, you know, $5 or whatever.
I like that. We used to
charge, what, a penny for notifications?
Yes, it was great.
If you charge 5 cents for... If you charge one penny for a lemon... No one would ever get water with lemon again.
They wouldn't pay another.
No, it's like just bring me whatever's free. And
I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
Oh, no, I don't mind it either.
If I ask you for something, I expect to pay for it. But no one end up telling me, this is house lemons, you know, surcharge of whatever. Just be mindful, people.
Yeah, just be mindful.
Of course.
And let us know about what crazy charges you've seen out there. I know there's more than this.
Oh, yeah, there's more. Definitely more.
If there are scammers, like I've seen what the people that scam do, I'm sure the people that are in the restaurant business that are business owners that aren't necessarily scammers, but they're pushing the envelope to see how long. Listen, it's a nickel and dime business. Anybody that tells you differently is mistaken when it comes to the restaurant business. It doesn't matter what level, if it's one of those little mobile food trucks or a big fancy restaurant. It's nickels and dimes.
Oh, yeah.
All over the place.
Dollars make sense.
Yes. Yeah. And it's a mistake when they think like, nobody complains.
You guys make plenty of money. Like, no, you don't know what they mean. The fish costs, the fish costs $40. If it's only you do for 50, 52, what do you want me to tell you? It's going to be, it's not a lot of money.
Yeah. We'll let you go on that one. And yes, let us know about your crazy charges that you've seen out there.
Yes, please.
And you could reach out to me. Follow me at the Modern Waiter Podcast. Leave a comment below. We are on YouTube, so that's a good way it's a direct way to support the channel. Like, subscribe. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villa. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
Thank you so much, Omar.
He's back.
He's back. Champion. Bring out the champ.
The champ is here.
The champ is
here. Money is the root of all evil. You may find yourself right now asking yourself, why is that so? You see, we need money to eat, money to clothe ourselves, money to put into our cars, to press the gas pedal to go. We are a society that is taught